We're joined this morning by National Weather Service meteorologist Bill Hibbert. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
All right, Bill, first and foremost, if you could just lay out the advisories or statements that you're issuing for Western New York right now.
Well, starting in the north and starting earliest, we have a lake effect snow warning for Niagara, Northern, and Erie counties in effect from 10 a.m. this morning to 10 p.m. this evening. Adjacent to that, there will be a lake effect snow advisory for Orleans and Genesee counties, again, same time frame but less snow. Then farther south, southern Erie, Wyoming, and then Cattaraugus and Chautauqua counties will be looking at lake effect snow warnings in effect later in the day, but extending on into as far as Thursday.
Wow. So as we hear the way these warnings are moving from time to time, it sounds like we're going to have a shifting system. Kind of give us the play-by-play as you best can at this time of the morning.
Well, we're starting out with everybody gets a little coating of snow. This is from a clipper system. It's just going to clip us with some light snow, less than an inch, but still fairly steady through the morning hours. When we get about to midday, we'll start to see that system move past, and colder air following it will regenerate lake effect snow across the north towns of Metro Buffalo up into Niagara Falls area, across mainly southern Niagara County, and then eastward into Orleans and Genesee counties. After midday, we'll be looking at that band intensifying and then sliding a little bit south, and that'll be centering more on the city of Buffalo and its suburbs. And unfortunately, that's where it's going to hang around for a while.
Just how much snow could that area or those areas see?
The good side to it is that it will be moving a little bit. It won't stay locked in place for the whole period. But even with the moving around, we're still looking at 8 to 12 inches of snow in the city itself, 6 to 8 up toward Lockport and Niagara Falls. But then from, say, just to choose an east-west road, Walden, southward, we're looking at as much as a foot and a half, and then far south towns up to 2 feet.
And then, of course, winds could be a factor. What do we expect there?
Yes, winds will be also returning and increasing, not nearly as much as they had in the recent past, but we'll be looking at winds sufficient enough to lift snow off the ground and cause some significant reduction in visibility on roadways. And looking at blowing, drifting snow, again, reducing visibility to literally tens or feet or so. So it'll be almost not quite a blizzard, but we'll be looking at conditions that may be reminiscent of.
It's been an odd winter already. What do we see maybe moving beyond these next couple of days?
Well, there's a brief breather. We're looking at, and we sort of didn't believe it when we first saw it coming up on our model data about 3 days ago. High temperatures back to the 40s for Friday and Saturday. So we'll look at another system approaching, drawing more warm air up across the region, and maybe putting a glaze of liquid on the snowpack, but then we're dropping back down to the 20s Sunday into next week.
Bill Hibbert, as always, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Sure thing.